Hey everybody, here with Chris Jericho from Fozzy on the Kiss Cruise, having a freaking ball. It's the last night. And Chris, having a good time?
It's funny because you came up to me today and you're like, hey dude, I'm like, hey, because we just did a meet and greet. And you had thought that I'd seen your face from three sides because you guys do it on Skype, but I never listened to it on Skype. I always just listen and never watch. So you're probably thinking, man, this guy's an asshole.
No, not at all.
What's wrong with this guy?
I said
that's what it was. Yeah.
I was like, well, cool. So then I'm like, all right, well, I had no fucking internet. By the way, hold on, because this is an inside joke. I got a new fucking phone, so you guys can't bitch. Because I just switched. I was doing like small.
I've heard every episode, like I said. Yeah.
Right, so now
I have one of those old flip phones with a digital picture on it.
Look,
right?
Man, I'm a fucking Neanderthal. Mm-hmm. So anyway, so now I'm like, holy shit, we pay for all weekend of internet. And every day it doesn't work. So every day I got to go down and get it fucking paid.
Very slow.
So,
but to answer your question, it's been a blast. I mean, I've never been on a Kiss cruise before. So as a fan, it's blowing my mind. Because I've seen, you know, I came probably the same way that you did. I love Kiss Alive. It's probably my favorite album of all time. And I went nuts last night. But the first day when you don't know what they're going to play, and you're kind of just waiting to see what they're going to do, that to me was my favorite part. And then playing as a professional, our band playing.
You guys rocked it too. We came down and saw it.
Thank you.
I also came down. You played with Big Rock Show.
I was Steel Panther.
Was it?
Yeah. Oh, at that point,
was it?
What? It was Steel Panther. Oh, you can't say that. Oh, because you don't like.
You know what? I came in. So, oh, someone's like, Chris Jericho's coming up. And you guys did Scorpions.
Rock the Hurricane, yeah.
And I'm up there. Oh, that was it. Because then I that was when we the aftermath of when the. The mouthful thing. We'll talk about that later.
But then I was just telling you, I went and saw, and you guys, Kiss fans, are going to freak because I went and saw Paul's acoustic set for private set, whatever it was for. And he just sat up there and just played whatever, and Hold Me, Touch Me, he played. And he played Nowhere to Run, which I didn't even know what it was at first until he started singing the chorus. And then he played a song called Mistake, which you flipped out about. And I'd ask the guy beside me, what is this? It's from this demo. And so he kind of explained what it was. But he played Mistake tonight here.
For those of you, Mistake is like a country song. It's from 74, 75. And it is the most coolest freaking song. And it was one of those songs the geeky collectors like myself paid tons of money for years ago. And it eventually worked its way. Matter of fact,
it sounded great too. I was like, they should record this and put it on the next Kiss record. I mean, it was really good.
Well,
just stripped down acoustic was great.
I asked Gene about that song, and Gene said that they have the original
demo of it.
So, you know, it's perfect. All the one that I have is really good quality. Matter of fact, I gave him a copy of that song.
Oh, cool.
And he's like, oh, geez, how'd you get this? And I'm like, I don't want to know. So,
but it was great, though, just to see him up there playing. It was like I said, that's why I like the concept of this trip. And what I've realized over the last few days is that, okay, if people ask me before, who's your favorite band? For years, I would say it's the Beatles, Iron Maiden, and Metallica. Those are my three favorite bands. No, of course, I'm a Kiss freak, but I never thought of Kiss like as my favorite band. Just whatever. I realized being on this cruise that I spend more time with Kiss as a band than any other. I listen to four Kiss podcasts a week. I don't know why. Like, how much more information about Kiss do we know? But you guys always have different topics, and there's the other guys that do their part. And okay, so I'm hearing the songs over the intercom that have been playing nonstop. I know every one of them, every word. I'm watching the videos that are on the 24-hour Kiss video. I've seen them all. I know them all. I realize that Kiss is my favorite band. I would never have said that before. I don't know why, but you're talking about hours spent and knowledge. I know more about Kiss. I know more about the Beatles, but the Beatles were 7 years. Kiss is 40 years. So, yes, Kiss is my favorite band.
This really is like landing on planet Kiss. This is the fifth one, and I'm going to number six. And if they have seven, I'm going there. If eight, I'm going. I'm going until they don't have them anymore.
Right.
If you're a Kiss fan, have you seen one argument, one fight?
No, everybody's
so fucking.
But you know what else I love about it too, Mark, is that, okay, so we go to this Kiss acoustic thing, and Paul starts playing Mistake, and everyone knows what it is. Like, I'm a 30-year Kiss fanatic, and I'm the guy who doesn't know anything about, like, everybody knows so much. So I did a podcast with Doc McGee the other day, and it was amazing. It was great. He was a blast. And we're talking about the one show that Peter didn't play that the roadie put the makeup on.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So we were like, I was like, well, where was that? Doc's like, well, I think it was in Birmingham or something. I was like, wait, what am I asking you? Let me ask them. Where was the show? Everyone screams out, Columbus, Georgia. It was like, yeah, you did. It was like, class, what's the answer? Everybody yelled it out. You know, and that was the, like, the, if this is, like, you don't have to worry about being too much of a Kiss fan on this boat because that's what we're all here for.
And everybody, I tell you what, I've probably 100 plus people have come up and just the love for the show, the love there. Everyone's so happy you're on board. And every time someone stopped me, they, well, as soon as they start talking about the show, like, did you talk to Jericho yet? And I'm like, well, I'm planning on towards the end of the, you know, end of the cruise.
Yeah.
Dude, the love in Three Sides for you and for Fozzy is
that's
fucking
great,
huge, man.
I appreciate that.
So it's,
I appreciate that.
It's awesome.
And that's, like I said, like for like as a professional, like Fozzy and Kid, I actually took a picture the first night we played in the atrium over here, and there's a big LED screen. And it said the logo for the Kiss Cruise and then Fozzy over top. And I took a picture of it. I was like, dude, that's it. I can quit right now. You know? So to be playing on this cruise, and also, too, here's another little bit of a tidbit, is that I'm sure you know this, but most people don't. Paul, Kiss World is behind the stage on the pool, those big black windows. That's their suites. Mm-hmm. And it's a palace up there. There's a pool and there's catering. That's Paul's suite has a grand piano in it. It's 15 times the size of our cabins.
Oh my
like,
God.
It's so huge. And Paul, you know, he showed me his suite. And I went over there and I looked out the window. I was like, okay, so he will be in his suite when we're playing. So you can't hear anything, but you can watch. And lo and behold, Jesse goes, oh, I watched your guys' set for a bit. And I didn't say anything more about it. I was like, oh, that's cool. Cool, man.
Inside.
But I'm thinking, I'm hoping that I did some kind of a rad jump right before, some really cool move that he saw. But I was like, you know, Paul watched us. Whether it was for 2 seconds or whether, I don't care. He watched us. So many fans, so many people have become fans of our band because of this cruise. Because, like you said, you go watch a band, who's this band? And then walk away going, this was great. Love this. It was so much fun.
That's the thing about Kiss fans. Once they glom onto something, they're so loyal.
Yes.
So if they see Fozzy and like it, they're Fozzy fans forever.
Forever.
Yeah.
Right.
And that is, that's.
And that's why I knew this tour would be so great. I called it a tour. I mean, the cruise.
You need to get on the phone with Paul.
I know, dude. You can never ask your friends that, though. I can't say, hey, Paul, you know what I mean? But
you're the perfect fit, though.
It does really work, you know. And even for people that don't know us, we don't mind because, you know, God Pounds His Nails, hey, 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 1, 2, 3. Anybody can chant that. And anybody goes, okay, I like this.
I love, matter of fact, when we were watching you, she's like, wow, she was, my wife's filming this. She's not cooking. She's actually filming this.
I want some. That's the best middle finger ever. Look at that.
Good, it's an Engelbert.
It's an Engelbert. You ever see Brad News Bears?
Oh,
it's Engelbert. That's the way he does it. The
it's Engelbert. It's also Brad Pitt and the 12 Monkeys.
Like, needless to say, I get that probably 3 or 4 times a week.
Yeah,
just,
yeah.
You know.
I've known you for 10 minutes. You should probably get it 100 times. So what you're saying, though? Your wife was watching the show last night or something?
Oh, yeah. And she's saying how great you were. She's like, oh, my, so energetic.
Oh,
cool.
By the way, I loved SOS.
Oh, yeah. She's like, wait, is that SOS?
Yeah, people enjoy the SOS. So like I said, so as a professional, as a fan, and then going to get to see Alive last night, which is my favorite album of all time.
I got Misty.
Dude, I went nuts. Oh. I was sitting in the balcony right up top, and apparently everyone was watching me. Going, I had more people go, oh, you were the star of the show last night. You're more of the star than Kiss was. Because I was going freaking bananas, dude. Every solo, I was using this plexiglass thing, which was on the balcony as my guitar. So, like, using the plexiglass. But I was amazed at a few things. I've seen Kiss since 1985, Animalize Tour. Last night might have been my favorite Kiss show of all time. They sounded great. The harmonies were great, and Gene's bass tone.
Oh, the grabber makes a big difference.
The what?
The Greg Gibson grabber. He's using the same sort of.
I'll tell you what, man. That could be the best onstage bass tone I've ever heard. Better than Steve Harris or Geddy Lee. Like, it was amazing. It was a great show. I really, really, really had fun.
I will tell you, I've seen Kiss well over 100 times. Saw them from the 70s on. Last two nights, literally. I got Misty. I was like,
yeah.
This is the greatest. And it, to you guys who watch the pictures or see the video, the minute I saw the candelabras,
that's
I chilled the guy. I'm like, oh my God. Oh
and
my
that's
God.
Hardcore. Like our drummer Frank, who can do verbatim the 100,000 years rap to a T. It's hilarious. We get him to do it as a party trick. And put it on. He'll do everything. Like, oh yeah. Ow. All the wild people. Yeah. As soon as we walked in, I was like, dude, look at the candelabra. And we're both like, ah, we're excited already because it's just one little candelabra But that was early Kiss, and they went
to... And they had this small stage. I swear to God, because as soon as I looked at it, I'm like, that looks like pictures like that I see from these little auditoriums. And it just, like, this whole wave of emotion, I'm like, oh my God. Yeah. And then as soon as it started, I'm like, oh my... We were in a time warp.
We were talking about, first they went to great lengths to have the costumes exactly the same. Same instruments. Paul was playing a Flying V, which was great. The Randall Stax band, that. But also, too, watching them, actually some of the guys in our band were like, you know, this inspired us. Because you see Paul, I'm not sure what he is, he's 63, 64? But he looks like Paul Stanley from 1975.
We were talking about that at lunch today, about, like, holy shit, how do you, I mean, wait a minute. Right.
But you know, Gene's got the whole costume on, so he's fine. Tommy's skinny, like, they look like a band in their 20s. And, like, that's the power of rock and roll, and that's the way things have gone in our era. To when we were, I remember the Rolling Stones in 89 when the Steel Wheels tour came, and they were saying to them, they were calling it the Steel Wheelchairs tour, the critics. You know how old Mick was? 46. And they're like, you're too old to rock and roll. Now here we are in 2015, Paul Stanley's 63 and looks like he did when he was 20, and you buy it.
I tell you, going forward though too, I saw the Stones this summer at Ford Field,
me too.
Detroit.
Amazing, right?
Oh, he was doing the shit. Dude, he was
great.
Fucking Mick.
So Paul's probably watching Mick and going, I want to be that guy. And I'm watching Paul, I want to be that guy.
Exactly.
But you're totally right, man. And it's interesting, I know this conversation's taking a twist, but it's interesting how things have changed over the last 10, 15, 20 years to where old, young, as long as you try and look like a star, people will come see you and they'll love the show and enjoy it. There's no age limit in rock and roll.
I've been saying that forever. There's so many bands whose later records don't get Deep Purple's last record was fantastic. I love Van Halen's.
I loved it. Yeah.
Oh
my truth. Yeah. It was great.
There's so many great hearts still putting out great music. Cheap Trick still putting out great music. People buy that stuff. McCartney's fucking McCartney.
Yeah.
he gets a pass. It's always.
Yeah. But yeah, it's cool to be involved and to see it. And
oh, by the way, did you get the new Maiden?
I love it.
Oh, isn't it incredible?
I love it. I mean, it's my favorite Maiden record since Seven Son of Seven Son.
It's my favorite since Brave New World.
Okay, so I think I like it even better than Brave, and I love Brave New World. But I found a couple of those songs later on in the album got a little bit bogged down.
You need some editing equipment.
Yes. But this one, I love the whole thing, all across the board. And the lights are going down, so maybe they're kicking us out. Is that a sign from above?
It might be. But,
thanks, man. It's
Chris,
good to meet you. I love it, man. Thank you. And, if
my lovely
so much
wife.
Your meatloaf. You probably hate that, don't you? I'm gonna live it down. But, thanks, dude. It's always a pleasure.
Oh, by the way, you want to show everybody what we got?
Oh, yes. I've got some swag.
Look at that.
See what I got.
It's like Christmas.
Yes, it's a three-size toque, which the Northern...
He's Canadian, so you gotta have one.
What else do we got?
There's two of those.
Oh, thanks, man. Great logo. Perfect. Looks good.
Look, I get Alive, and I get Chris Jericho holding up three... Look, I'm crying! I can't handle it.
Not necessarily in that order. Thanks, dude.
All right, man. Thank you.
My pleasure.
Three sides. Oh!